We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
So, the hate watch parties are over. The playoff petty is done. The NBA has crowned a new champion, the Milwaukee Bucks. Come back after being down 2-0 and win in 6. Huge choke job by the Suns. So instead of congratulating the Bucks, what I'm just going to do is just slander the Suns the whole time. But no, we're not going to be too negative. We might be if it's up to brass. But what? the most important thing tonight, the two big winners tonight are the Miami Heat, because technically, in my mind, they are the runner-up to the NBA champion 2 years in a row.
Correct.
That's how that works. Don't ask me how, but that's how that works. And then secondly, and you can bring me out after this, Brass, Miami Heat beat wins, because once and for all, we found out, and it's been proven, that justice better. Bring me out, Brass.
Ooh. Yeah, there we go. I like it. Okay. I'm here for that.
We should have played justice better now.
We can't get away. We don't have the rights to that, Alf. Come
damn
on.
Damn it. But yeah, you know, when you're watching Devin Booker and Chris Paul turn the ball over and every, you know, crunch time after crunch time, justice would never do that.
Justice has never lost a finals game ever.
Justice has never lost a finals game. He's never committed a turnover at the end of an important finals game. He probably wouldn't be on the floor at the end of an important finals game. But listen, that's not what the argument is here. Justice better once and for all. So for the final time in the 2020-2021 NBA season, Brass, let's find out what everyone's drinking. Okay. Walsh God says, hate the NASA's, but can you imagine being in protocol right now? We can't even celebrate it.
Oh yeah. I'm sure he's down with the team celebrating right now.
Shit. Wait, this dude has been on the court running around clapping like a jackass all season. They win the finals. He can't
even party.
That summit can't even be in the Deer District.
Or is he?
Or is right?
He out there spreading. Jesus. He out there spreading COVID in the Delta District.
I was looking for him too. Like, is he gonna run and hug his brother? I'm like, where the fuck is the? He's in health and safety.
He in a plastic room somewhere.
Right. He in his own bubble.
That's amazing. Bobby Portis is hugging his brother. His dumb ass got to stay home.
FaceTiming him. Hey, look at my trophy.
No. Oh my God. I mean, the what he is best at is running on the court to celebrate.
And this was his moment to shine.
I mean, like, listen, this was his one moment.
Yo.
He but you know he's going out. Crazy on the FaceTime right now.
But listen, he could have ran out in that Baywatch slow motion. Imagine.
I mean, this could have been this could have been his. I mean, his magic moment. This is going to be like by
the differences between Thanasis and Charles Barkley. One championship.
Jesus. Thank you, Moose.
It's true.
Moose, well, Moose spent all day on that. Yeah, speaking of Moose, what are you drinking tonight? Like,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the off season. And I ain't talking about the actual NBA off season. I mean, it is finally over. So for one last time, I'm going to hit you with a drip drop.
Final drop of Monkey Booty.
Woo!
Well, sad. It's almost sad to watch Moose finish that bottle.
I'll go buy another one tomorrow. But for tonight, if we get more subs, I know it's not a drip drop night, but we're celebrating the end of the season. We're champions are being crowned tonight. So shout out to Johnny for throwing me another Harry Blues bottle. So if we get any subs tonight, I'll hit him with a drip drop of some of Miami's own Harry Blues.
We should get some subs tonight because listen, it's the last show of the season.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, you know,
Smeathan, throw that up. What does Smeathan say? Throw that up there.
There are more black people on Hangover Time than there are in the Deer District.
Listen, I couldn't find a one. I was looking.
Listen, I know I know four black people that live in Wisconsin,
and they're all on
my
the bus.
Choice?
Right. And Giannis, Thanasis, PJ,
Middleton. Yeah, that's it. That's them. That's them. And what's his face? Jennings, Brandon Jennings.
What's his face?
Yeah, what's his face?
Bucks and Tiff. Six.
Bucks and Six. I mean, he called it so many years ago. Soothsayer.
I know.
Tiff, what are you drinking tonight?
So. It's the end of the season, which means I was reaching into the back of the refrigerator.
Girl.
And found the old ass High Noon and poured it in this glass. And for y'all that don't know what High Noons are, I don't give a shit.
I don't even know what a High Noon is. I'm a professional drinker. Brash, what do you have for the last game of the season?
I mean, I'm not happy that the Bucks won. I mean, I think that's pretty clear. So I'm a little bitter. So I made a drink called a Bitter Giuseppe, which is chinar, sweet vermouth, and lemon juice with a lemon peel. So it's very bitter. It's very delicious. It's it would have been a lot better if they didn't win a championship right now. But hey, it happens.
That's a it's appropriate drink for the way you've been feeling tonight.
Yeah,
Siobhan, what are you drinking?
Do I have some Pinot Grigio for the last night, some Luna Nuda, and I have some tequila that's been sitting in a mason jar for a little bit. So we're going to see what that's like.
Let's see if Siobhan can make it to the end of the show. That's what I'm going
Let's see if she can hit him with a drip drop.
I mean, shit, we barely made it to the end of the season.
I mean, I'm limping in.
We limped across that finish line.
I want to ask you. Yeah. I mean, we saw an all-time performance from Giannis tonight. I mean, listen, I hate to give it up to him, but 50 points in a closeout game.
He did it. He did what needed to be done.
He hit his free throws. He shoots his normal free throw percentage, and they get blown out of this game.
Yep.
Yeah, it's true.
He won this game. I know Middleton hit a big shot. Drew had some amazing defensive plays. Couldn't hit a layup or a shot to save his life. But Giannis put this team on his back. Those droughts where he was just the only one scoring. The man ain't have no assists tonight because nobody else is hitting nothing.
Right.
I mean, put that in perspective as a Jordan fan, a Bulls fan, a longtime NBA fan, what you saw from Giannis tonight.
It's just simple. I'm playing to win. He didn't go out there trying not to lose. He was playing to win. The Suns were trying not to lose. And it's just that simple. He took whatever he wanted on the court. He took jump shots, which are but he took them. He got into the mid-range. He got into the post. He did everything he could possibly do to say, I'm going to keep you on your heels, and I'm going to get to this basket. So you're either going to block me, stop me, or foul me. That's it. Those are the three options, and he's not afraid. He's not afraid to take the free throws. He's not afraid to miss, unlike players that, you know, I won't name. But he's just not afraid. He's just going out there 100% to get it done. And not for nothing, everybody that's just been killing Drew Holiday, even with that 50, they don't win without his defense.
I mean, yeah, his defense was amazing. I mean, he did a lot of little things.
Right, but the defense and the fact that Devin Booker is going to be seeing those braids for a long time in his dreams.
Devin Booker was in jail. I said Devin Booker's going to have nightmares about Drew, and Drew's going to have nightmares about layups. But at the end of the day, Drew's going to have that ring. Exactly. Siobhan, did the Suns blow this, or did the Bucks just take it?
So the Suns didn't blow this game. The Suns blew three and what was it? The last two. I think they let it go. I think the last two games, Milwaukee was trying to give them the game. Like they were there, all of those stretches and spells of just terrible shot selection. Chris couldn't hold on to the ball at all this series. DeAndre, he picked the worst time to have his worst series. He looked incredibly passive.
Lemon booty.
Yeah, he looked shook the entire series. So that was disheartening to see. I do still like him, but that was disheartening. I don't know. I think tonight Milwaukee snatched it. Giannis wasn't losing tonight. The series, I think there's some room to discuss there. I think I think the Suns blew a couple opportunities.
Yes.
Moose, did Giannis make the right decision? No,
look, this is a completely different team than it was last year. We were talking about this in the chat earlier. Like, I think it was Brian that was saying, like, you know, how did we beat this team last year? Completely different team. But really quick, though, I just want to go back and kind of touch on what Tiff was saying about Giannis, because I think tonight was an iconic performance, something that should be talked about for many years to come. I think he played at a level he's never played at before, and I mean this mentally. Like, the entire night, I was thinking he was playing like Neo from The Matrix. Like, he was just looking at the court completely different and finding his way to the basket and imposing his will in a way that we've never seen before. He was not going to let this opportunity pass by. He played hungrier than everyone else. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was really fun to watch. Like, I was just genuinely blown away by his individual performance tonight and how it elevated his teammates around him.
I would like to jump in and say one thing. I would like to say that, congrats to the Bucks. However, you're welcome, because if we didn't whoop your fucking ass last year, you wouldn't have fucking shuffled this team and built a championship team. I really do believe that. So there you go. And now, I want to thank you in advance for whooping our ass this year, so we can come back and whoop your ass next year.
See, we laid down for them because we were tired. Like, go, y'all go ahead and do y'all thing.
Rest. Should they send us a ring too?
I mean,
a little bit, right? At least put like a little Heat emblem on the banner they're gonna hang or some shit.
I think it's fair. Oh fuck.
Who is this?
Moo, shut up. That's some loser shit. Get the fuck out of here. You want a fucking Heat thing on a disgusting... Whoa. By the way, that Deer District or whatever, I mean, that is a Delta ground zero for the next whatever. The next COVID outbreak, we're going to trace it back to that fucking whatever Deer... Whatever the fuck. Listen, I'm old enough to remember Phoenix Suns fans going on the timeline, going on Al Gore's internet, trying to tell Heat fans that DeAndre Ayton is better than Bam Adebayo. Excuse me. Bam Adebayo on one shoulder scored more points than your ass did in a closeout game. You fucking asshole. Fuck that. Get out of here. I cannot believe that there are people rooting for Chris Paul, who is a serial nut puncher. That dude does a wine wind up an uppercut at people's testicles, and you guys have the audacity to cheer for him over a sweet guy like Giannis? Get the fuck out of here. You all should be absolutely fucking embarrassed with yourself. It's absolutely disgusting. Phoenix fans, shut the fuck up. By the way, Devin Booker scoring and his win still low. Get the fuck out of here. Justice better forever. Oh. I'm sick and tired of all you people. Fuck that. You fucking complainers. All this Scott Foster talk. Fuck you. You lost because you suck. Not because Scott Foster's dusty ass was there. Fuck you. Fuck all of you. Team 5.
Damn.
Wow. He's so much better on this show. It's crazy. Yeah.
So much more artistic freedom.
It's just like, yeah. It's so good.
You're not trying to be professional. You just come in here, start dropping F-bombs.
It just gets out.
Scared my fucking eyebrows off. Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, funnily enough, only $5 scored tonight. And the third highest scorer was our old friend Crazy Eyes, Bobby Portis.
Uncle Bobby. Mm.
Oh, no.
Let me tell you guys. He changed me tonight.
Oh,
I put it in the chat.
Change your ass back.
Tonight was
change your ass back.
Him and UD in the same locker room.
Change your ass back.
I'm here for content.
Bobby won't make it out of the locker room.
Hey, you know what? Actually, I got another big get, man. I got another big get. We got Bobby Portis.
Champion.
Bobby. Bobby, y'all heard that shit? Bobby.
I heard it.
Bobby,
how does that champagne in your eyes feel?
Right.
MV, Bobby. What? Champagne in my eyes? Fuck that shit. I don't give a fuck. I put champagne in my eyes before every game. Why the fuck do you think I look like this? Bobby.
You were looking at the refs tonight like they said something about
I
the
look
mother.
At everything. Bobby.
That's a good question for Fezbutter. Bobby, when did you lose your eyelids?
I lost them in a champagne accident in the offseason. Bobby.
Bobby. In the blink of a moment, your entire life changed.
Blink was a blink. Bobby. Y'all heard that shit? It was in.
No, yeah, we heard it, Bobby.
Bobby. It was all out there like, Bobby.
Bobby, what kind of wine do you like to have with your liver and fava beans?
Bobby.
What?
Nice Chianti.
Oh, that's a good one.
You had a good game tonight. You contributed big in a closeout game. How did it feel?
Felt great, man. I've been looking for this moment for years. Nobody gave me a chance. You know? Finally somebody gave me a chance. And then you heard what they said? Hey, you heard what they said? They said, Bobby. And then they called that foul, and I ran down the court. Yeah, I know I look crazy. But you know what? We still won the game.
What was Chris saying to you right then after you ran down the floor?
I don't know. I saw past him. I saw past everybody. I was watching the Deer District the whole game. Bobby, they were saying Bobby. It was all like,
Bobby, do you plan on returning to the Bucks next season?
Ooh.
I can't see it. Get it? Bobby. Nah, I can't see playing anywhere else. Y'all get that one? Bobby.
I got that one too.
Y'all see it? Y'all heard it? Bobby. All right, I got to get back to the locker room.
Congratulations.
I'm going to go punch a baby. Bobby.
Go get some eye drops. Bobby.
Go kick a puppy. Bobby.
Wow. Damn.
Big get.
I know. Damn. That freaked me out. I'm going to have nightmares.
You're muted, buddy.
I was genuinely in tears.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think he feels?
Oh, my gosh. Bobby, that's our best interview. That's their best get yet, Brass. You did that.
See, that's proof that it was actually Bobby Portis because Alf's mic doesn't work.
Yeah. That was your best get yet.
How could he even do it?
Exactly.
Alf, did your mic legitimately just fucking die? I hope not.
No, if it was.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, no. Go. Okay, good. You finally got it fixed.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Neff says something weird. She said Alf is too light skinned for some of these impressions. I don't understand. Did you guys know my mic wasn't working?
No, yeah, I mean, his mic was out. That's why we cut to Bobby.
Yeah, yeah, but he seems super excited, man. Good for him, right? Maybe we can finally get that eyelid replacement surgery.
Oh, I hope the Heat don't throw a shitload of money at him. Jesus.
Oh my God.
It's gonna happen, isn't it?
I don't think
he leaves.
Good content.
I don't think any of them leave.
You'd be surprised.
Maybe PJ.
Coming off a championship.
Yeah, if it's money and you got a ring, they're gonna get the bag.
These guys need to cash in. They need to cash in. This is their moment to cash in. Like you can't tell them to take less right now. I mean, you can, but he's gonna
get a lot of money, man. Yeah. He really is. He deserves it. He played hard, man. And like he's also fucking insane. He's a sociopath. Like,
but you need a little crazy to win a championship.
Like that whole thing.
We saw that with Ron Artest. Like, you need that. You need guys like that.
Chris Paul's going out there to talk to Scott Foster, and he just like puts his hand in his chest. I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, get that man a technical, but whatever, man.
Yeah, but listen, but Bobby is the kind of guy. I don't like Bobby Portis, but if Bobby Portis is on the Heat, I fucking love Bobby Portis.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course.
Yeah. I love him.
That's what I'm saying.
But if he ain't on the Heat, fuck him.
Yeah, but I got bigger aspirations than that.
Oh God!
We're
done if he's to get.
I see what you did there.
Bigger aspirations.
See what you did there.
That's good. That's good.
I see you. Brass, you want to play our game now?
Yeah, absolutely. So we got a little game show for you tonight. We got Hooper. Well, actually, we should give a little context for this.
Okay, for the people who watch the show who aren't on Twitter. There was a tweet, I forget the guy's name, who put it out there. Rashad Phillips. I mean, it took Twitter by storm, right? And his tweet says, a lot of people can hoop, but not a lot can play basketball. It's a huge difference. Rare players can do both, right?
Hashtag Yoda.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand that fucking part. Was he saying like the shit he was saying?
He's got the fucking Yoda on his
album. Oh, Yoda is in the
game. But I'm like, do you think he dropped some fucking science right there? Right. Like, yo.
I think so. I think he did.
I'm wise as fuck. So he says,
these five are
guys that knew how to hoop and play basketball. This combination leads to a more exciting player. Basketball players aren't as exciting, but still productive. Tim Duncan was a basketball player, but not a hooper. I don't know what the fuck that means. So,
and then this.
Well,
the bottom.
Look at Stockton. Look at Stockton. Non-science believing ass.
Basketball players, still productive, still dominant, tons of records and MVPs, but not hoopers.
I appreciate the selection of the Tim Duncan picture, though.
Right.
That was high comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So his definition was great. His examples is where I think he fucked himself up. Yeah.
I'm even the whole idea. You know what? I feel like it's like that scorer thing.
So you that's what I was going to say. Yeah. I've been trying to tell people on Kendrick, right? Like, Kendrick's not a good basketball player, but Kendrick is a hooper. Kendrick can hoop, but he's not a good basketball player. There's a difference.
But I sometimes feel like that's a scorer thing. Like when people call somebody a scorer, it's just a motherfucker who's inefficient. But like,
but they don't really call KD a scorer. They call people like Jamal Crawford.
That's dumb.
Right.
A scorer.
Yeah. Right.
But they do that because of the lack of everything else.
Mm-hmm.
That's
one thing he does is go and get buckets.
Exactly. Now,
I'll give you one that could probably go, you know, either way in terms of like hooper and basketball player. I think he's a little bit of both. Baron Davis for me is one that I think of where he could play anywhere, any style, and he probably goes in either category there. Brass, take me out.
But like,
didn't think I was gonna go that long.
why is a guy like John Stockton not a hooper? Like, is it because he's a vaccine denier?
Yeah,
like,
science. I was going to science.
Is it because his game is just boring, technically? But I mean, Stockton wasn't a boring
basketball player. That's what he said. But that's what he said.
Yeah.
To me, that's stupid.
But I get what he means in a sense. Like, a level of kind of, like, swag or like the way that they carry themselves on the court, that doesn't make it the way to carry. Like that doesn't make it the, you know, that's not the way you should necessarily want to carry. It doesn't make it right. But I get what he's saying.
So is Hooper just, I guess Hooper's somebody who's exciting to watch, I guess. And more
white chocolate.
Maybe a flashy basketball, more of a flashy
Team USA
basketball
right
player.
Now is full of Hoopers. The only basketball players, or well, not the only basketball players, but you have Bam and Dre, the glue
exactly.
guys.
Exactly.
What about JaVale?
He just got there. He don't count.
He just got there.
And so then dude too with his he used like bigs, and I think bigs are gonna get a different type of looking at that than they should. Bigs can be hoopers too. You can't just stereotype all bigs as just strictly basketball players. That's all
that's a great example though, Siobhan. Team USA is stacked with
that's
hoopers.
All hoopers.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We have a definitive, we're going to try to get some definitive answers on this game show. So I'm going to go around the horn asking each of you guys a question. We're going to try to track who wins, but, you know, we don't do a very good job of that on this show. We're more in it for the jokes. So we're going to put, 8 basketball players, Brass?
Something like eight or nine.
Right. So, yeah. And you guys are going to tell us, are they hoopers or not hoopers? Let's go, Brass.
Yeah. All right. So here we go. This is Hooper or not a Hooper. So first off here. Well, here.
This one's for Moose. We start with
this for Moose.
All right. Yeah. Oh, man.
So we have Carlton Banks from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Bench point guard. Didn't get to see a lot of minutes. Was outshined by his cousin Will. Moose. Is Carlton a hooper or is he not a hooper?
I mean, only because I broke this down on Moose at the movies. He is far from a hooper. So not a hooper.
We'll see what it is, Brass. Not a hooper. Okay, good. All right. 1 point for Moose. 1 point for Moose. Tiff, you're up next. We have Marlon Wayans from the Sixth Man.
Hooper. Hooper.
Tell him.
Hooper.
Uh-oh.
Hooper. No, y'all wrong on that one.
He's a ghost.
No.
He's dead. He cannot.
No,
I don't think.
No, the brother is
no,
dead.
No, you're wrong.
He needed help from his ghost brother. He's not a hooper.
No.
Not at the final shot. Not for the final shot.
Thank you. Tell him, Moose.
One shot. You're not a hooper from one shot.
No, not
Moose. Moose, me and you get it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Tiff, 0 points.
I don't know the movie.
Nah, in my record book, you got to see.
I don't know the movie either.
See how
I barely saw the Moose of the movies on that one.
Seriously, I did a bad Moose. I need to redo that one.
I don't make the answers to these questions.
Who made the answers?
Listen, it's a higher authority.
It can't be people who don't know the answers.
Exactly.
I like the idea of you guys just going through Moose at the movies to like play characters.
We would never do that. Are you kidding me? All right, Siobhan, you're up next.
Siobhan, you're dead.
I saw this movie too.
High School Musical. Hooper or not a hooper?
You use the same picture.
Zach is a hooper and a basketball player. He's dedicated. He had his priorities in line. He made it to one event and the other. I'm going to say he was a hooper.
and he could sing. You are correct.
All right.
Trevon. Had his head in the game.
Head in the game. Focus. You are,
yeah. I mean, we're talking about a multi-talented, triple threat, dancing, singing, and hooping. Don't shake your head, Tiffany. Yeah. Dancing, singing, and hooping. Okay? Yeah.
He's a three-level scorer. Three.
Thank you, Siobhan.
Absolutely.
Moose.
All right, Moose. Next. We got this one.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Planet of the Apes. Teen Wolf could ball, man. He could ball. I still don't understand why.
So, are you saying Hooper?
Like this Hooper? Yes.
Not a Hooper, not and I'll tell you why. Because this is Teen Wolf 2, where he is a boxer.
Wow. Yeah.
You got. No wonder it looked different.
You gotta pay attention. This stuff isn't easy. We didn't just give you guys easy questions, okay?
Wait, so he's a boxer in Teen Wolf 2?
Nobody saw that.
Yo, the movies in the offseason? Yeah,
Jason Bateman of Ozark.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
The review is coming, people.
Tiff, right, I'm sorry.
This one's perfect for Tiff. Here we go, Tiff.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
So we have Stanley from The Office.
Man, don't make me do this. Yeah. Don't make me do this. Damn. Not a Hooper.
Man.
I'd give it to him.
You can't.
We're going to give it to him.
Oh, hell no.
That's bullshit. I quit.
Only a Hooper shows up with that jacket.
I'm out.
Stanley.
You know who the Hooper was?
People made shirts with Stanley on it. Kevin was
the windbreaker in a pickup game. The only black guy on the team. The most exciting player. You saw the flare with the hand up with the dribble. That's a Hooper. I'm sorry, Tiff. You're wrong. Tiff, you're at 0 points right now.
Because y'all cheating.
Yeah.
Stanley was being racially profiled.
But also, like,
Stanley was not a Hooper.
You're telling me Stanley is not a Hooper when Thanasis Antetokounmpo was an NBA champion? Get out. Come on.
Give me the drop.
What correlation is that?
Not sure.
You know what the difference is between Thanasis and Charles Barkley? One championship. Thanasis the champion.
Okay,
moving on. Siobhan, you'll love this one.
Jackie Moon.
Listen,
that's Scott
Jackie
Foster.
Moon got busy. Jackie Moon's a Hooper. He had. Jackie Moon was a Hooper.
He was a Looper.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. Jack Moon was a Hooper. He was
a sex symbol,
right. Top 40 star, one hit wonder. But yes,
does he have nipples?
Look at them crew socks.
They're buried under mountains of hair. Yeah. But yes, absolute Hooper, Jackie Moon. Siobhan is in the lead right now with two. Moose has one, and Tiff is in. Running up, I'm
third
sorry.
Of three.
Tiff is about to leave. She's about to take herself out.
I'm sorry. All right, Moose. All right, you got the next one here.
Mr. Cooper.
Mark Curry from Mr. Cooper.
Come on, Cooper.
Oh, technically, yeah, it's a trick question. He's a Cooper. He's a Cooper.
He's not. He's a Cooper. That's a different class.
But we'll give it to you. We'll give it to you.
I knew who it was.
It's a different class.
Thought you tricked me with that one. Come on, man. Listen to Stream Beat.
I didn't know who was going around.
We got to put something out.
All right. And,
don't come with
this
bullshit.
I guess we'll. Here, Tiff. You redeem yourself bullshit. With this one.
Redeem yourself.
Right. Is what she said.
All right, because this is the last one. We're going to give this a tip.
Honestly, this was pretty
ridiculous. For all the marbles.
How did they get three and I only get two?
Because we didn't.
Because we don't care. Right. Who gives a shit? Because who gives a shit? That's why.
This is probably the most ridiculous one of all of them. Everyone knows the answer. Go ahead. Thanasis. Tiff.
Thanasis.
Hooper or not a Hooper?
For all the marbles.
Tiff, this is
could go either
come
way.
On, Tiff. This is
really
a gimme.
Could go either way.
Because whatever I say, this y'all is, asshole's going to be.
There is one right answer to this, Tiff.
He's not a Hooper. But because he's getting paid.
Bang. It doesn't matter. not shit, a he's
not even
Hooper.
On the team. He's in protocols.
He's in protocols.
As Killer 456 points out, he is a cheerleader, not a Hooper. So it was a trick question, but it's all right. He is not a Hooper. So right. Tiff wins.
Yeah, technically. Yeah, we'll give that to you, Tiff.
I'll give that to you.
Look, Siobhan, like, I sat here and answered. It's just like Family Feud. Whoever wins the last game is a winner. You know, you get the triple point scores. It's. I don't. Have y'all ever noticed that with Family Feud, on a side note?
I love Family Feud.
I love that
Family
show.
Feud is fantastic.
Whoever wins the last game wins it. Like, like none of the other games matter.
So is Alf, are you Steve Harvey? And am I like Louis Anderson in that? Like,
I would think so.
Okay.
I would think so. I think that's a little racist.
Hey,
but.
Louis and anyone.
Whatever.
Right?
I'm fucking Louis Anderson. I lose.
I can't do a Steve Harvey impression, but I can do the face.
Just put on a big ass. Put on a big ass suit.
Oh, you crazy player. You crazy. That's
Bernie Mac.
I know, man.
You got one
lane. I don't have a good Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
I got just the light skin and the big lips. That's all I got.
But see, just let your lips part. Just leave them parted and then you getting closer.
That's all I got. I can't do the voice.
Yeah. Hey guys. Season's finally fucking over.
I mean, ugh.
Thank God.
We made it.
You know what? I'm going to do it one time for the off season. Drip, drop. I am so tired.
I wasn't even ready.
I'm not going to lie. I'm sick of basketball.
I'm ready for free agency talk.
Fuck all that dribbling.
I need to see the Heat do something.
Wait, we got more shows?
We're going through free agency, some Olympic games. The draft. You guys know how big I am on the draft.
I actually just started preparing for the draft. This is the latest I've ever started getting ready for the draft. I didn't watch any college basketball this year. But okay, stick around for the draft special.
We're gonna do some summer.
Doesn't matter because it's all guesswork.
Yeah, nobody knows shit.
When did Giannis go in the draft, Moose?
I believe he went 15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, his. There's a really great podcast on his draft story. It's
take him
pretty
out.
Incredible.
Take him out.
I'm just saying. Man. Oh, can I just say one thing before you do take me out?
What's this a podcast? I don't listen to podcasts.
Hold on. This is actually really important. I just want to shout out my girl, Mirren Fader, official champion with her book coming out. Make sure you pre-order the Giannis book. Friend of the pod, friend of the show. Just wanted to shout her out. Congratulations. I'm sure she's selling a lot of books tonight, and she should be very happy. So thank you for letting me have that.
She's not watching.
I know she's not, but I'll send her the message and the clip, and we'll tweet it out. You're it, drop. He's trying to make a friend. Come on, shit.
Yeah, we know what you're trying to do.
Come on,
painfully obvious.
Check the chat.
Someone's asking us who we getting in the second round. You're asking the worst possible person. That shit.
I don't even know who play. Do I got to be on the draft show?
Yeah, no, because we just gonna drink and I'm gonna make fun of the draft the whole time. I have no idea. I don't even like who's like supposed to be the consensus first pick in
Cade Cunningham.
Who?
Cade Cunningham. He's gonna be nasty. Cade Cunningham.
Never heard of him.
I knew Bones Highland, he was cool to watch.
Yeah, good Bones.
We call him CC. We call him CC where I come from. Yo, CC. Mm-hmm.
What? Do we have a pick?
No. I am looking forward to tracking what our pick would have been. Because there's going to be some guys in our range that could help us if we had to pick. So
Moose, you're not helping yourself with Mirren right now.
Retrospective masochist. What's the point of that?
You're not helping yourself with Mirren right now because this is some real nerd shit what you're doing right now.
No, it's cool. She likes that.
Speaks to like.
We don't have a pick for him. When's the next year we have a pick?
No, we don't. We got a pick next year.
Okay. We have a first round pick. We don't even have a second round pick this year.
No picks.
We're
not going to have any picks next year.
I think Riley said he's going to buy into it, but
we're not going to have any picks next year because they're going to get rid of those picks.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Tiff. I'm with you. Whatever picks, officially, once the draft is over, next year's pick is eligible to be traded, and it is out of here.
The only pick we're going to get is the one we get for trading for Kevin Love. because they're going to send a second round pick with that
take
one.
Take me out, Brass.
Take us all out.
Brass, take me out. I'm not playing that game.
Take us all.
So, love no sex? Is that what we learned?
No. There's no love without sex. Like, it's okay. Sex and love. Listen,
I don't want love unless it's sex.
You're gonna have to take love. You ain't gonna get sex.
I mean, personally, I'm not interested in that sex anyway. So
sex. That's fair also.
See, I'm not interested in sexing if we don't get Lowry or we don't.
That's
get
what I said. That's Lowry. That's the only way I would even consider thinking about him.
I'm not doing no more of this play point guard shit.
Thank you.
I need a real fucking point guard.
But can we pull that off? Both of them.
No, but listen though. Quiet as it's kept. There's a path. Why is no one discussing why this little boy is on the market? That's what I need to know.
I mean, it's Cleveland. Like, they mismanage everything. They mismanage all their guys. Like, but that's why I don't want him to be the leader of the team. Like,
there's something not right. It don't smell right.
He's not a good team guy, right?
That's the rumor. That's one of the rumors.
I think if it's a different franchise, he's getting extended.
But at some point,
that Darius Garland is there, and they have another high pick. Yeah. They don't need to extend him. It's a different circumstance that they're dealing with.
But you're taking the unknown and saying this unknown is going to be better than what we got. So for you to do that, there's other things. It doesn't matter what this kid in college is doing. There's other things that are happening that's telling you he's going to be better than this guy. I want to know what else is going on.
Well, what I would say, if you look at Cleveland, they've been dysfunctional over the last few years. Like, who's the leader of that team? Kevin Love, he don't even play. Right. He don't even want to be on the damn court half the time.
Well, shouldn't have took that check.
To your point about not wanting Colin without Kyle, I kind of like the pack. Like, I don't want Kyle, but I would prefer Kyle with a scoring guard. You know, the same kind of look up. You can take me out. It's so much pressure.
She's like, it takes the build yet. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I'm just thinking right now.
No, really though, like, because I want Kyle to be able to run the offense, but I still want another. Goddamn, I still want another. I know. I still want another scoring threat off the ball. Like, I.
Well, yeah, you need that.
You want a Hooper.
Yep.
Yeah. Right.
And yes, you, let Kyle come play basketball. Yep.
Like,
you need that. But I'm just saying, if you brought in Lowry and then they said, okay, we're getting Sexton, fine. It's enough adults in the room who can manage the children. But if you're telling me the offseason is over and you showed up at my porch with Kevin Love and Colin Sexton,
just dropped it on your porch.
We messed up along the way.
Yeah. Something better than Mo Harkless and Avery Bradley.
We know we messed up along the way. That's without saying.
But that's still not the – you needed a higher leap than those two.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Jermichael Green?
I like him.
Who is that?
He's long. He's athletic. He's rangy. He's
that's half like the him. League. Who is I know. That?
That's Mo Harkless.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.